Welcome back to Foolproof Bites. One of the things I am loving so far about this season, and I realise we're only on episode 4, but I'm loving the range and the diversity that we are hearing. Range and diversity of contributors, of art forms that they represent, but also the content itself. It's really stimulating, isn't it? So far we've had poems, we've had music, films and silliness. And today we are talking about, I guess, highbrow, fairly highbrow classical music, choral music. And I can think of no better person to bring a bite about this than Libby Crabtree. Libby is a freelance musician with a wide range of performing and teaching skills. She specialised as a baroque soprano, singing with top London ensembles for 20 years, touring and recording as a solo artist. She's also an accomplished choral conductor, and she currently directs many choral societies and community choirs in Scotland. She runs day workshops, adjudicates music festivals, examines for the Associated Board of the Royal School of Music, and she has 10 years' experience as head of music in an Edinburgh school. But like all of us, no matter how many diverse jobs and roles we have, sometimes we need something that speaks to us as artists. Here's what Libby had to say.
Hi there, my name's Libby Crabtree, and I'm here to just share with you something for Foolproof Bites about, it's actually for me a piece of music that nourishes my soul. So when the world is crowding in with troubles and problems, which it does tend to, it's something that I go back to, and I find it to be a real comfort and a consolation. So just sharing with you what works for me. I'm a musician. I'm a choral conductor and was a singer for 20 years in the baroque world. And now I'm a conductor, examiner, music adjudicator, this sort of thing. And for me, the piece that never fails to console and bring comfort is Bach's St. Matthew Passion. It's a pretty well-known piece of music, but it's a hefty piece of music. It lasts for quite a few hours, and it's an incredible undertaking because Bach decided to write music to two chapters of the Bible. So it's every word from Matthew chapter 26 and Matthew chapter 27, and he set it all to music. And for me as a Christian, these chapters are so important because they tell the story of the crucifixion. And so it brings together two incredible things, that amazing story of salvation, and it's all put to the most sublime and incredible music. So it's told as a story. The narration is done more like recitative, and that means just sort of spoken words done in song. And then it's interspersed with choruses and arias and songs and which sort of comment on the narration and the drama that's unfolding. So what I like to do is I've got my noise-cancelling headphones, which I just think are a genius purchase. I'm very happy with them because you can absolutely get completely stuck in and forget everything else. And I go to a little hut I've got in the garden and I just listen to this music. It centres me. It's consoling. It's Bach's such a clever writer, the interweaving of all the parts. Fantastic. And yet it also just touches the soul and is very moving. So that works for me. And I just thought I'd share it with you. And I hope very much to enjoy listening to what other people have got to share as well. Thanks very much. Bye.
There you go. If, like me, you ever feel conflicted about how much your faith influences your art and whether being an artist of faith brings an element of censorship to the work that you make, then do what Libby suggests. Get your headphones on, sit in a quiet place, and let Bach's sublime composition and the words of the Bible bring you back to that place of integrated creativity. If you'd like to experience some of Libby's work, then check out her website at libbycrabtree.org. Or go to the show notes where there's a link to her recording with the 16 of Bach's Christmas Oratorio. I did ask if she'd ever recorded the St. Matthew Passion and she replied with a slightly vague, "Oh, I'm pretty certain I'm in the chorus of the Dunedin Consort version. Can't really remember." You might want to listen to that as well and see if you can pick out her voice there. Next week, another two bites. For now, don't forget to share, like and review. Foolproof Bites is created and produced by Foolproof Creative Arts. For more information about Foolproof's work, go to www.foolproofcreativearts.com. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter.